headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Jess and Grace with your 9 a.m. headlines.
In local news, Queensland's job market is getting more competitive as reflected by fewer job advertisements. According to SEEK, job ads in Queensland dropped by 1.2% compared to July. The August data also show a slight fall nationally by 1.8%. SEEK senior economist Matt Cowgill said, "It is an increasingly competitive market for candidates with applications per job ad now, which is more than double the level recorded this time last year." He also said, "We appear to be moving closer towards a hires market, but there are still plenty of choices for workers looking to make a move."
In more local news, a Gold Coast man has been fined after taking his pet snake for a surf. Igor Fuiza became a local celebrity earlier this month after a video of him bringing his Bradley carpet python along for a surf went viral. But now this newfound fame has tipped off wildlife protection officers. Queensland Department of Environment and Science has announced that it launched its investigation after Mr. Fuiza appeared in local media. Issuing him a fine of almost $2,500, the department has stated that Mr. Fuiza not only endangered the snake, but also breached his permit by bringing her out in public. Bizarrely, Mr. Fuiza has previously admitted to bringing Shiva out surfing at least 10 times prior, and that he does so because she loves the water. This has raised concerns over public safety, as well as the possible threat of the python spreading diseases to the ocean and the rest of the native wildlife.
In national news, six of the country's leading research institutions, involving CSIRO and the University of Melbourne, have united with international researchers to spearhead innovation to address challenges in clean energy production and storage. Two multilateral research projects have been announced as part of the National Science Foundation Global Centers in Climate Change and Clean Energy Program, with the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom being a part. The countries have pledged nearly $120 million in investment in the program over 5 years to tackle challenges posed by climate change as the world moves towards net zero.
In more national news, 20 schools across New South Wales have been closed today due to extreme fire danger. Over the last few days, the state has not only been hit with significant heat waves, but also with fairly windy conditions. This has led to the New South Wales Education Department announcing several school closures on Monday in consultation with the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. These closures have occurred during the recent total fire ban, which was enacted for the first time in 3 years. An updated list of closed schools can be accessed on the New South Wales Education Department's website.
In international news, the United States has asked the public to help find its over 150 million fighter jet. The F-35B fighter jet went missing after the pilot ejected from the aircraft while flying over the southern states of South Carolina. The pilot was ejected and parachuted safely and is in stable condition in hospital. Officials said they were focusing their searches around the north of the city of Charleston, according to the jet's last tracked location, but is yet to be found.
For your weather today, it is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 26 degrees. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZ.org.au.